This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Tomer Dvorah, Chapter 6. Often when we value certain qualities, whether of a thing or of a person, when that quality exists, we're willing to forego various flaws and inadequacies in that particular object or person. So, for example, if you're looking at buying a property and what you value most is position, and you find a property that has the most perfect position, but it's not in perfect condition, aesthetically it needs some fixing up, you're willing to forego that, and you say, the position is perfect, I can fix the rest. And so you're willing to invest in the property. But if the aesthetics is the highest quality in your mind and position is not all that important to you, then, in that particular example, you would not be attracted to the property. You would notice the flaws in the appearance of the property. You would notice its inadequacies and its the extent to which it's in disrepair. And the fact that it happens to be in a good neighborhood is not sufficient to overcome that disadvantage in your mind. So it is with people. We find that when we value certain qualities, we're willing to put up with a lot of inadequacies in people. And in fact, the way we relate to people tells us a lot about our true value system. So you might find an individual who has built up friendships with powerful members of the governing party of the country in which they live. And before very long, they're personal friends with the president or the prime minister. And the fact is that if those people were not presidents or prime ministers, if those people did not have that power, they might be the kind of person that our friend would never have entertained a relationship with. The only reason that the relationship is valuable and the friendship is valuable to him is because he values power. It's not because he really values the character of those individuals, the midos of those individuals, the intellect, the spiritual stature of those individuals. And so what that really means is that in those relationships he values the power and the influence more than he values some of the internal qualities. People who find themselves becoming very friendly with others who are rich in situations where they would never have those friendships if the other party didn't have the money, indicating that it's really the money that is attractive to them. It's the power through the wealth that is attractive to them, rather than the inherent personality traits of that particular individual. That being the case, we need to use our ability to notice valuable characteristics in people in order to help us overcome our distaste for some of the negatives in that particular individual. This becomes a tool in the kind of unconditionality that we've been discussing in the earlier chapters. And chapter 6 is based on a piece of Zohar in Parshas Pekudei, where the Zohar describes 7 different heichalot. A heichal is a palace that is parallel to the 7 rekiim, to the 7 skies, heavens, infinite areas of space. So a heichal is confined and contained, and a rakia is infinite and absolute. The 7 rekiim, the 7 infinite areas, are in the very high spiritual planes of Tiferet, and the 7 heichalot are at a lower level of malchut, of majesty. And the 5th of these 7 heichalot is called the heichal ahavat chesed, the palace of the love of kindness. And in this palace are stored all the acts of kindness that people perform, that people do. What's the purpose of this? Explained the Tomer Dvorah in chapter 6, which is called Ki Chafet Chesed Hu, Hashem desires kindness. He values kindness. Kvar Prishubim Kamo, it's already been explained, Shiesh Heichal Yadua Shel Malachim HaMeminim Lekabel Gminus Chasadim Sheadam Moseh Ba'olam Hazeh. There is a specific palace that he set aside to store. It's a reservoir of kindnesses that people have done in this world. Chasher Midat Hadin Mekatreget Ad Yisrael. And when the middle, the characteristic of justice, attacks Israel, and God looks at Israel with judgment and justice, and sees the flaws, sees the problems, sees that which needs to be repaired. Miyad otam ha-malachim mar'im ha-chesed ahu. Immediately those millions of angels bring forth the chesed, bring forth the kindness that the Jewish people have done. Ba'kadosh baruch hu merachem al Yisrael. And Hashem has mercy on the Jewish people. And here we get some kind of understanding of what mercy is. How does mercy work? If there's justice, if we've done something wrong and there's a sense of justice, how does mercy kick in? The answer is the same as that house that doesn't look all that great on the outside and it's cracked and it's leaking in the roof, but it's in the right position. If you focus on the position because the position is what is valuable to you, you're able to overlook the flaws. So if God focuses on our chesed, on our kindness, because that's what's truly valuable to Him, ki chafetz chesed hu, He desires kindness, He wants kindness, He craves kindness, He values kindness. So when He spots the kindness in us, He's willing to overlook the rest. And that's what the storehouse does. It keeps all the kindnesses so that when Hashem sees the problems and becomes angry with us, the angels are able to bring out these kindnesses and encourage Hashem to revert to a situation of, or a perspective of rachamim, of mercy. And therefore, v'im heyot she'im chayavim, even though the Jewish people might be guilty, im hem gomle chasodim ze lezeh, if they've been doing kindness to one another, merachem aleihem, Hashem shows rachamim. So the tool for our forgiveness is kindness to one another. The way we treat one another, the kindness with which we treat one another, is the most important element for our survival as individuals and as a nation. And then the Talmud Vora goes on in the next paragraph to say, "Ken b'midazu ra'ul adam li'itnaheg," and human beings should act in the same way. "Af im ra'asha adam oseh lo ra'am machis," so even if another person has done harm to you and angered you, "im yesh bo tzad tova shemetiv la'achirim," check that other individual. He did bad to you, he harmed you, and so you're angry. But now, before you respond emotionally to that individual, have a look into that individual's essence and being, and check, is this a person who also does kindness, also does good things to others? "Im yesh bo tzad tova shemetiv la'achirim o midas tova shemetnaheg kashura," if he's acts well in certain areas, "yaspik lo tzad ze levatel ka'aso me'alav," allow your value of the good qualities of that person to diminish your anger from him, "v'yiratze libo imo," and come to a point of acceptance of that human being. Once again, as we've said all along, it doesn't mean you accept what he did to you. It doesn't mean that you accept the action, but that you're accepting of the person, the yachpots chesed, and want kindness. "V'yomar," and say, "dai li b'tovazu sheyesh lo." You know what? The fact is, in certain areas, this person is exceptionally good. That's reason for me to value that person. "V'chol shechen shelo yichas be'ishto." And how much more so does that apply to our wives? "K'depushu chazal," as the chazal have explained, "dayenu shemagadlot et banenu matzilot et tanim enached." Whatever they might have done, they raise our children and they save us from sin. And those are acts of chesed, constant acts of chesed. And when there are moments of irritation and there are moments of anger, it's important for us to focus on the good things that our spouses do, on the kindness that our spouses do. And a woman gets irritated with her husband, but he supports the family. He works, he's involved in chesed, he's involved in kindness all day. That's the redeeming quality, that's what should be valuable. "Kach yomar kol adam," so you should say with everybody, "dai li b'tova ploni she'asai li she'asai im ploni," I value this kindness or this goodness that so-and-so did to me or to somebody else. "O midah ploni she'esh lo," some other good characteristic. "V'yeh chafetz chesed," and with that, we should have the desire to do kindness, to do good to that person, and to allow ourselves to overlook the negative qualities, so that when we are confronted with things that anger us, disappoint us, disillusion us, or irritate us, look at the whole picture and seek out elements worthy of value in that person, so that you can be helped to move off your anger, move off your irritation, move off your disappointment, hone in on the positive, and rebuild your relationship based on the positive, just as Hashem does with us, particularly at this time of the year between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.